You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In other news from Flint, the federal government offered help with Flint's Legionella outbreak, and the state of Michigan said no thanks. That's what MLive reporter Ron Fonger has learned from EPA documents released through Freedom of Information Act requests. Ron is here with us now. What did you find? What did the documents show you, Ron?
We're looking at documents that are showing EPA folks talking to one another and talking to the State Department of Environmental Quality about trying to determine what the source of the Legionnaires outbreak in the Flint area was in 2014-2015. This was a massive outbreak of Legionnaires disease, as we know, 12 deaths that are attributed to it during that time. And the state and Genesee County struggled mightily and still have not, you know, determined what caused the outbreak here. It's still being reviewed, but at the time, back in 2015, the early part of 2015, they were being offered help. Now we know not only by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but also the Environmental Protection Agency. And the message that they were communicating at the time was the state was going to roll out a plan for how they were going to discuss this issue with the public before they were going to accept that help.
So in essence, expert help in trying to track down what's going on was said no thanks in favor of the PR plan.
Right. And the PR plan, the sad thing about it is it wasn't a situation where we waited a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months. We never got that discussion with the public. All this conversation was going on among the state, federal, and local agencies, and the public was kept in the dark about it.
Did the EPA document show what kind of reaction within the EPA when they got told, yeah, thanks, but no thanks?
Yeah, there was some communication back and forth with some environmental engineers who were asking, you know, hey, what's the status of this? And they would get periodic reports back that the state of Michigan was, you know, doing its own study to determine the source. Beyond that, it just was an offer that was left hanging.
And as you point out in your piece for MLive, here we are talking about the largest healthcare-associated outbreak known in this country, the spike of Legionnaires' disease, with 12 deaths.
Correct. During that time, and we've had a more normal year this year with 10 cases, but you know, by comparison, we were talking about dozens and dozens of cases in 2014-2015, exactly the same time that the city was using the Flint River as its water source.
And then circling back to the way you remind us in your piece, the Governor Snyder did not make this news public until this past January. So people waited till 2016.
Correct. And to be fair, too, the governor has maintained all along that he was himself not informed that all of this suspicion of the river's possible role in the Legionnaires outbreak, and that he was only told of it himself in January 2016, that even though it was suspected as having a tie to the use of the Flint River all the way back, and this is state government folks were talking about that in 2014.
As you read the documents and you see these emails and you see the, as you say, state government folks talking about it, who was saying no thanks? Are these some of the names we've gotten to know pretty well, people who've been criminally charged?
The documents are all relating notes and summaries from meetings that were held, so it's not specifically associated with any individual. However, you do have names popping up in these emails that were involved in these meetings who have since been charged, one at least, Liam Schechter Smith, who's been charged with misconduct in office and willful neglect of duty, is mentioned in some of these emails as having conversations with the EPA. We know Corinne Miller, who was the former director of the Bureau of Disease Control, Prevention, and Epidemiology at DHHS. She has already pleaded no contest to neglect of duty, and she was specifically charged for having failed to report the Legionnaires epidemic to the public and to healthcare providers.
Ron, as you got these EPA documents, you're plowing through reading things, were you at all able to get anyone from the state to react to this?
No, we got no response from the DEQ at all, and two of their people, each of whom have also been charged with criminal wrongdoing related to the water crisis, Steve Bush and Mike Presby, are copied to, or the emails are directly sent to them that give them this information about the availability of the EPA's help. So, no.
Ron, as you walk the streets of Flint and you talk to people in Flint, Is there anything people think that the state did correctly or right in the efforts to recover from this water disaster? Never mind the part about how it came to be, but the recovery.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of suspicion and anger among people in Flint about however the state has responded. I mean, there are key people to this who were central to bringing it to light, including Dr. Edwards from Virginia Tech, who have said the state, you know, since has recovered and done a reasonable job in terms of responding to it, providing, you know, resources for the lead service line replacements and other things. But I think if you talk to the typical person in Flint who's concerned about this issue, there's just a lot of distrust out there given the way this thing was handled up to this point.
You'll find Ron's story at mlive.com. EPA delayed helping with Legionella in 2015 as the state worked on PR plan. MLive reporter Ron Fonger, as always, thank you so very much.
Thank you.